Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3, and you know if it's 4:30 on Friday afternoon here on the ride home, we say hi to Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters, where now's the time. Book your fishing trip or guided hunt today at nanticokeoutfitters.com, because if you wait too long, a chance to get out on the water with Captain Dave and his crew just might disappear. NanticokeOutfitters.com is where you can get that done. And Captain Dave, I know we haven't been used to decent weather on the weekends for a while, but it looks like at least we're going to be dry for the most part this weekend.
We will definitely be dry. Water temps are going to hit 50 degrees. We've got cloudy skies, a little breezy, but today's been beautiful. And you know what I've been working on today?
That's a much better turkey call than what I did.
I figured I'd have to break that out since we're doing some calling. But, you know, I love talking about the things that we've been doing over the past week and what some other friends and family have been doing. And that's how I get a lot of my information, just by talking to some of the other folks that have been out there. But, man, this week is one of those weird weeks. It rained all week. We had the wind. We had tornado warnings. We couldn't do much outside at all this week. So I don't have a ton to report, although I do have a few updates. But I'll tell you, Gary, it worked out good for me. I was super busy. I had my 13-year-old with foot surgery this week, another son celebrating his 22nd birthday this week, and another son graduated from the Maryland State Police Academy. So I'm kind of glad it was a bad weather week.
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes you find yourself, you know, either out on guided hunts and trips or, like you said, working with your fellow outdoorsmen, getting all the info that we need. Yep. Oftentimes family comes secondary, so, you know, maybe somebody was watching out for you.
Yeah, exactly, and I'm very thankful, so I got to do a lot of that. But I tell you, let me share with you some of the fishing updates. The first official flounder of the 24 season was caught this week in Ocean City. And here's what that means. That means water temps are climbing and the flounder are making their way north, because we've been catching them in down at Chincoteague for weeks. But we have not seen too many in Ocean City, but they're here. So that's a good sign. Now, black drum typically happen around the same time. And the folks that are out on the beach doing the surf fishing are the ones that tip us off to that. But they did not fish hardly at all this week. It was too windy, too rainy. So the black drum might be here, but we haven't seen them yet. Now, we've been goofing off and talking about turkeys. Youth season in Delaware starts tomorrow. So that's exciting. We got the youth and the non-ambulatory turkey hunt tomorrow in Delaware. Then the regular season starts on the 13th. Which is next Saturday. And then in Maryland, when the Delaware season starts the regular on the 13th, we have our youth season. So Maryland trails Delaware by 1 week, but we should get started here this weekend with the youth and the non-ambulatory. And then the following weekend, Gary, we're going to be talking about gobblers, and I'm going to help you with your turkey call.
Yeah, I'm going to need it. Make sure that your kids aren't doing the chicken call that I tried.
Yeah, that's right. Although I'll tell you, I got a lot of chicken to start cooking up for all these parties I think we got this weekend with all my kids' activities.
Nice.
Well, Gary, I got to get rolling. So as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.